Okay, so once again, we're on page 255. We started Siman Sadi Hey yesterday. Let's just run through it very quickly. So Machaber says, Yichavin Rav Ozeh Tzozeh Be'kivon Ki'ilu Einam Ela Rega Ela Echad. That you should put your feet together, as we all do, so that it's as if they're one foot. Li'damas L'malachim D'ksiv Bahan Raglehem Regal Yishar Koloma Raglehem Niris Keregal Yishar Echad. Again, to be like the angels. Angels looks like they have one foot. They stand with fear and trepidation in front of Hashem. And therefore, we do the same when we daven Shmoneh Esrei. Mishnah Berurah points out that, again, as we mentioned yesterday, the whole idea is so that we consider ourselves, we have the kavanah that we're davening in front of the Shekhinah with the Shekhinah, and therefore we have to remove from ourselves any extraneous thoughts. And to be like a malach, we've discussed this before. Good. And also yesterday we saw, Mishbar also says you shouldn't cross your legs. This is obviously not while you're standing, unless you're a flamingo. And again, whether we're standing or we're sitting, we have to do so with fear and trepidation. Therefore, again, the Mishbar says it's wrong to cross one's legs while they're davening. Okay, so there's a few ideas here. What happens if someone cannot? So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah says that if a person b'diavad did not put their feet together, they're still yotze davening anyways. Obviously, they don't have to go back. Well, not so obvious, but they don't have to go back and repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Also, there's very interesting Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan also. And Os Beis discusses this idea. Let's say for whatever reason a person physically could not put their feet together, so he brings a proof from the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash that they used to walk like in little steps. So too, if you put your feet close together like the Kohanim did when they walked, so the Aruch HaShulchan said, again, if you can't put them together, so that would be okay. Okay, and then the Ramah, we also saw the Ramah yesterday. The Ramah says, V'yesh Omer Mishah, Akesha Omer Lispalo. Some say that when you begin to daven, Yelech Lefanav Gimel P'siyos, you should approach, you should go forward three steps. Derech Kiruv, the Agashal of the Dabar, should Tzarech La'asos. Like you're preparing, like you're stepping forward to do something. Now, a few ideas in this. So again, the Aruch HaShulchan says, in Os Gimel, he says, there's a remez to this. They take three steps forward before you daven. Again, there's others we'll see later about Nebuchadnezzar. Also, Moshe Rabbein went through three layers, Choshech, Hanan, and Arafel at Har Sinai. There's other ideas, but the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that there are three times that we see the word Vayigash, to approach. The Vayigash, that someone approached something. So one's in next week's Parsha, that Abraham approached Hashem to plead for his dome. That's one Vayigash. The other Vayigash is pretty obvious, and that is by Yehuda. By Yehuda, Yehuda approached Yosef. And also by Eliyahu HaNavi. Also it says, Vayigash Eliyahu, Eliyahu also stepped forward. So therefore, we see, the Aruch HaShulchan says, these three times we see the word Vayigash, to approach. And here again, the whole idea is, Ramah also says, the Hagashal of the Hagashal Adavar, you're approaching, stepping forward to do something. So that we see three times in Tanakh where it says Vayigash. Now the Mishnah Berurah discusses the idea. So Rama says you take three steps forward. We all know, or maybe you've observed, all of you are observant Jews here, so I'm sure you've noticed, that what people do is they take three steps back before they take the three steps forward. So first the Mishnah Berurah says that you don't have to do that. You don't have to take the three steps back. You don't have to do that. Just you take three steps forward. But, and he says that's what the Eli Rabba says. But he brings down that the minog is not like that. He says the minog he brings from the Malkin Kivurim is that we all know, you see everybody taking three steps forward, back, and then they take the three steps forward. I always had a theory that it's just to save space. In other words, you want to stand where you normally stand. So you have to take three steps forward. The Ramah says so, my theory. Nobody says it, so it must be wrong. So So you take three steps back, and you stand there for a little while. So now this is my place. So now I can take three steps forward. I'm back to where I usually daven. I'm not encroaching on anybody else's territory. That was my theory, but again, you don't see that brought down anywhere. The Mishmar also brings down from the Maharil, that the Maharil, as you all know, used to stand up. Here we're talking about that a person takes three steps forward before they daven. But that's assuming you're standing. It's hard to take, as we saw before, it's hard to take three steps forward if you're sitting. I mean, you could if you drag the chair with you, but obviously you're standing for Shmoneh Esrei. So the question is, when do you stand for Shmoneh Esrei in order to facilitate the three steps or even whatever? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Os Gimel, in Sivkan Gimel, the name of the Maharil, that in Shachris, he used to, the Maharil. The Maharil is the source, really, for all Ashkenazim and Hagim. So this is authoritative source. The Maharil used to stand up when the Chazan said, Tilos Elkel Ol Yom. Right? When the Chazan said, Tilos Elkel Barachim Barachim, the Maharil used to stand up and prepare himself for Shmoneh Esrei. In Mincha, Mishnah Berurah says he got up, the Maharil got up when the Chazan went in front of the shtender, in front of the teva. Now that doesn't help, that sounds like you have to stand for Ashrei. The Aruch HaShulchan says a little more clearly, he says that when the Chazan started Kaddish, so you don't have to necessarily stand for Ashrei, but again, the Aruch HaShulchan explains this a little more clearly, he says, and I think that's Pshat in the Mishnah Berurah, that it says when the shots, kishiyara shots lifnei ateva, when he started davening, so Ashrei, and some people say the Korban Tame before, but the main thing is Kaddish, right? You need a chazan for Kaddish. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. And in Mariv, again, he says when the chazan began Kaddish, so then the Maharil would stand up. It would stand up. Okay. Let's just do base very quickly, just to get an introduction to base. Very interesting halacha. So now we're talking about standing and having your feet together, taking three steps forward, having your feet together. So the mechaber goes on. Tzarich lakof rosho me'at. Should bend your head slightly. Shu einav lamato la'aretz. So your eyes are facing downwards. Talk to them. Very interesting mishnah about people used to go like this, have their head looking up. So Mishnah Berurah is going to talk about that, but we'll get to that in Meretz Hashem after Shabbos. V'yashav ki'ilu omed b'beis hamikdash. You should think, visualize, picture as if you're in the Beis Hamikdash. Uvalibo yechaven l'malo l'shamayim. And in your heart, you should be thinking, like we said before, that you're in front of Hashem. Okay, so we'll pick up the Mishnah Berurah on this after Shabbos. Meretz Hashem, b'li neder.